Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Morning, everybody. It's Friday. Hey, it's the best Friday in the whole wide world.
It is.
It's the best
Can
one
you
ever.
Believe that in an article about the 10 top 10 rock and metal singers with the widest vocal range, David Lee Roth is on the list?
No, I can't believe it. I actually can't believe it. I consider him an incredible showman and a very creative vocalist, but I don't consider him a great
vocalist. For almost half a century, David Lee Roth has been the embodiment of a larger-than-life superstar hard rock frontman and his singing has been equally praised. The fact isn't so surprising when one realizes that in addition to his tremendous personality, the frontman possesses a vocal range of 5 octaves and 3 notes.
Really?
Which makes him the most versatile old-school hard rock singer.
Is it because sometimes he goes, I'm
asking you. When I read this article, I went...
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I can't judge that because I don't judge singers based on their range. I never even think about that. I need to feel like you mean it.
When I think about range, I think about Mariah Carey, who sings the lowest of the low notes.
Axl Rose is on the list.
Yeah, he's got a great range, actually. A surprisingly great range.
Nina Hagen?
Really?
Is on the list of
who
best.
Else? Oh, and Mariah wouldn't be on this list anyway because she's not a rock singer.
Mike Patton. You know
who
that is?
Oh, yeah, sure, of course. Faith No More.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, he's super weird, so most, like, his music's completely inaccessible to the average person. Mr. Bungle's weird. What was the name of the other?
What was the big hit from them?
Oh, well... It was actually a rap hit. The first Faith No More breakthrough song was kind of a rap song.
Right.
What
is it?
Hold on. I got it.
It might be called What Is It?
I don't think it is.
I don't either.
I got it. It's right here. Faith No More. It's off The Real Thing, and it's called Epic?
Epic. That's exactly what it is. I wonder if we have that in here. I doubt it. But I'm going to look anyway. Epic. Oh, it's not even letting me type. That's it right there.
And then there was, you know this one?
Mm.
Falling to Pieces. They had a lot of good songs on that first album. Which really, it doesn't matter. Anyway, he's on the list as well.
Yeah.
Widest vocal range.
Well, he's got a good range. I do think that David Lee Roth is great, but 5 octaves and 3 notes? Did you hear that? David Lee Roth has a vocal range of 5 octaves and 3 notes.
Duh.
No, not duh. That's, you mean bull. Whatever.
I don't know that. I couldn't. I've
That's
never been one to listen to music, especially the vocalist, and thought, oh, the range. I've never thought that.
Well, I mean, you almost can't help but think it when you listen to, like, Mariah Carey. That whistle S that she does, it's freaking crazy. See what it says Mariah Carey's vocal range is, because if he's anywhere near hers, it's total BS. Of course, I guess maybe he can sing really low.
Tobacco Road, Tobacco Road. They actually, in the article, they say, let me get that back for you, because...
I was like, that's upside up, boom, boom.
David Lee Roth, they say, if you're too lazy to dig out your old Van Halen records and hunt for David Lee Roth's lowest and highest sung notes, here's a little, it's a compilation.
Oh, that's fine. Let's hear it. Lowest and highest.
It didn't give it a whole
lot. Maybe
on.
It does. What the hell do I know? I think I know everything. Well, do I, though?
I mean, you definitely pay more attention. Like, I'm telling you, I don't even notice drums in a song when I'm listening to it. I notice the vibe, the energy, the hook. The hookiness of it all. But if you go, like, what'd you think of those drums? I play it again because I don't know.
You got to listen to it specifically.
Yeah, I would never have gone, oh, those are jumping right out at me.
Yeah.
Well, that's when I notice them is when they jump out, you know? Like, I wouldn't necessarily be able to tell you what a drummer was doing. But sometimes, like, if you notice a bass line, it's like, oh, my God, listen to that. Like, that is, sometimes those things
I mostly notice the singer. Because Rush is flashy. The drummer is flashy as hell.
You can't help but notice all of it. The only one you don't notice is the guitar player, really.
But when people talk about Dave Grohl being such a great drummer, and he's so, like, I don't, okay. Yeah, I don't know.
It says here, on record, Carey's vocal range spans from 5 octaves from F2 at the lowest end on her song Sweetheart to G7 on her track Emotions.
So that's
her
5 and 2
recorded notes.
So he's wider range?
Yeah. Or 5 and 1, maybe that is.
That's great.
That seems ridiculous.
That's a fun story.
Yeah.
In your face, Mariah.
Yeah, Mariah. Screw you. David Lee Roth has a better range than you.
You stinker.
Apparently.
Okay, I can do it here now.
Oh, you got this is the thing?
Well, let's see if our internet allows it.
It won't.
It will. You got the video?
So he starts that, oh, blah, blah. And then later on, I jump, because this is an 8-minute video.
Oh.
Okay. Blah. That's low. Uh-huh. That's an octave lower
than
I can.
Let's find something high now.
Well, maybe it's that,
No, there's some higher stuff.
Okay.
That's pretty high.
Yes, that's maybe an A.
But for somebody who's going like that low.
Yeah, but it's not 5, it's not 3 maybe. You know what? I wonder if they found like that he does and then they're calling that the highest. Who cares? I mean, honestly, text us if you want us to shut up about this because
no,
I could talk
about
this
it.
All day.
I didn't bring it up to be stuck on it. We just came off of Van Halen.
People are asking if other people are on the list, Finn.
You know,
like, is Freddie Mercury on there?
No.
Actually, you know who's got the big range in that band? Is it Roger Taylor? Like, he did a lot of the wicked high stuff in all their songs.
Mike Patton, Corey Taylor.
Uh-huh.
He's Slipknot.
Someone's asking Chris Cornell.
Not on there.
How about Brian Delp?
No.
You mean Brad Delp from Boston?
Oh, yes, it is Brad.
Roger Waters is on the list, though.
Maynard from Tool, someone asks.
There has already been enough said about the Prague Giant's contribution to music and his proficiency as a composer, bassist, and vocalist. This here is just a little reminder that Waters has 4 octaves and 6.5 notes when he chooses to sing. Hmm. And then there's another compilation, but I wouldn't have thought of him at all.
No.
Anyway.
Well, you know.
There's some bedtime reading for me.
Close my eyes. God, I love isolated vocal tracks.
So good.
So good. Close my eyes. More than a feeling. More than a feeling. More than a feeling. Oh my God. We should do that one at Danielle's party. That's a good song. I think we're going to do Rock and Roll Band.
When's the party?
Mid-December.
Oh, it's so far away.
No, it's like 3 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. We're a month and 3 days from Christmas. Oh, my God.
I love so Boston.
Oh,
it reminds me of my Uncle John so much, but now it reminds me of you a lot.
Oh,
like,
funny.
I was driving the beach. I think I was going for an afternoon surf. I texted you because I took a picture of the...
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I was like, God, you know, driving down the coast with this jamming. Yeah.
It's just
like
so
one of those
beautiful
rad feelings
rocking.
Where you just go, oh, I'm floating all the way to the ocean. Mm-hmm. I love it.
We should do that. So that's a good song. I think we're going to do Rock and Roll Band, but...
Well, you got to have all those.
We've been
playing
with. I know them all, but you know they're hard to play. I mean, they're hard to pull off live. My other favorite is Smoking. Get that? That's a good one.
Yeah.
Smoking. Smoking. A bucket and I just keep on talking. Smoking. I feel all right, Mama. I'm not joking. Yay. That's oh man. Oh, I got it. Ah, oh. Da 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 da,
take you away. Woo! Fucking tonight, just keep on talking.
Damn! God, singing is so fun. I'm gonna do a lot of that this week.
Are ya?
Yeah. I think we're having a jam tomorrow night.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Why, you wanna go?
You break it in the studio or what?
No, studios. This week, we are. So the
drive. You have Pro Tools in there?
We will. Oh. We're gonna have Pro Tools.
Right.
I'm so excited. So this week, we're gonna get all the molding's going up starting today. So we're putting it back together because we had to do stuff. So we're putting in some molding, and then we're going to do the painting this week, and then the carpet comes next week.
Mm.
Or not next week, maybe. Jesus. Whatever. And then right after that,
we're
in business. No.
Molding in a studio?
Well, it has doorways and stuff. You know, you got to put the molding up. We made some changes.
Oh, you don't mean crown molding?
No, I don't mean. Well, actually, yes, there's some crown molding that has to go in too, but. Because some of that got taken down. Some ceiling repair that has to get done. Oh, it's going to be great. I can't wait. I can't wait to crank that thing all the way up and freaking sing Boston tunes at the top of my lungs. Ow!
And then
it'll
what?
Be fun.
Delete the tape?
No, we'll keep the tape.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. We're going to be set up for one button record. Everything's going to be set and mixed, and we're going to be able to walk in and turn it on. Alan Rosen, Bananas at Large.
Woo, woo.
Ding, ding, shame.
With a backup, too, right?
Oh, I don't know about the backup.
There better be a backup.
Did you hear someone rob their store in Santa Rosa?
No. When was this?
What?
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know, like 4 days ago, 5 days ago?
Oh, no. You know what sucks the most about that? Look, it sucks anybody gets robbed. That dude is so generous when other people get robbed. Mm-hmm. And he's been so generous to us and to the Toys for Tots program. And just recently, a bunch of guitars got ripped off from some school, a teacher.
Mm-hmm. And he was right
that
there.
That just sucks.
Matter of fact, I got my yearly Christmas wreath from Alan
yesterday.
Me too,
yesterday.
I took a picture.
Me
sent
too,
it to
that's
him.
So funny. We should all put up our pictures. That's
he's
hilarious.
So doggone sweet.
I know. I could tell what it was. I picked up the box. I'm like... That smells, that's pine scented right there.
I believe in treating others how you want to be treated, and I've used the words karma plenty of times where I want to do right so I get, you know, that energy back. But it's not true because, first of all, no kid deserves to be sick. They haven't done anything yet. And second of all, things like that where you go, Alan's just a good guy.
Yeah.
He works hard.
Don't steal from the good guy.
There's no possible way the world needed to get him back. Like there's some overlord going, yep, I'm going to have to screw the Rosen family today.
Right. I hope they had insurance, but the problem with Alan is that he's got a lot of one-of-a-kind, rare, previously owned by famous people stuff, a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if any of that went, that's... priceless, or it's at least not replaceable in the exact form.
Right.
That is, that sucks. I'm really sorry
how'd
to hear
you,
that.
How'd you hear that, Vin? He told
him
you?
Him and I text, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It sucks. Did he say if it was going to be, well, I mean, I suppose you didn't probably get into the specifics of
that. I did get into the specifics initially because I was like, oh, no, how'd they get in? Did they smash your window? And he was like, yep.
Oh, no. God, that sucks.
Then he, right in the middle of it, he goes, not including AC/DC, best Australian bands, go.
Oh.
And we start going off on that tangent. I said Broken Glass, how? He said, yep. And then just trying to figure out what was taken, it looks like 6 guitars, Mesa Boogie amp, and some other stuff. Could have been worse, he wrote. Still bad.
Well, I assume there were alarms going off and that was just a smash and grab as fast as they could, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't actually talked to him and I can't go north right now. It's just too much driving.
Yeah.
So I'd love to go see him. But
well, coming up here is too much driving, Vinny, in my humble opinion. But, you know.
He's coming when we get back from vacation. He'll be in.
Oh, is he bringing carolers?
He will be bringing carolers.
All right.
Also, we do that every year. It's become a tradition.
Yeah, he's bringing some stuff for the Toys for Tots.
He's very generous, and I'm really sorry to hear that happened. Mm. That sucks. That's not a good thing. All right, so here it is on the Big Friday. This is your last day to do the tickets and trees on Alice. We are super excited for Alice in Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for this. Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and Flora Cash. At 9, noon, 3, and 5, you have a chance to win. You'll automatically, instantly win the tickets, and then you get a gift certificate for a Christmas tree. It's December 5th at the Masonic, and all your info and tickets are available at RadioAlice.com. We are asking, and we actually just talked about Toys for Tots, we're asking that you bring a new unwrapped toy. Didn't you say it was like teenagers, teenage girls or something?
Mm-hmm. Those are tough. The okay. teens are tough to buy for. But they said the other day that 8 and up.
Oh,
8 years
both
old and
sexes
up.
8 and mm-hmm. up. That's right. I remember you yeah. saying that.
And then they're even bringing the mascots, the Bulldogs,
oh.
will be there so people can take pictures.
That's great. You know? Yeah, I mean, it's actually quite Instagram worthy, everyone. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, the Marines are on site and we have a big pile of toys. And Fremont Bank is actually going to, if you're going to make a cash donation, they'll match up to $5,000.
Right.
So maybe I'll do that. Bring some cash.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, look, if you can't come to the concert or you're not coming, toysfortots.org. They've got drop-off locations everywhere, so you can find one near you pretty easily. All right, let's get this Friday before vacation party rolling, shall we? Start the countdown timer, you
yeah. set?
Let's do this.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Good choice, Bryn. Here's our first song.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.